The United States has deployed the world's biggest aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, to the Caribbean. It marks the largest American military buildup in the region for decades. US President Donald Trump has justified it as part of his war on drugs, with military strikes on boats pushing the death toll to more than 70. Meanwhile, Venezuela's leader Nicolas Maduro has accused Washington of fabricating a crisis to try to remove him from power. Jose Luis Granados Ceja is a writer at Venezuela Analysis, an independent website that provides news and analysis on the situation in Venezuela. Jose, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you much for inviting me. Good morning to everybody over there in Australia.
What do you make of this latest escalation with the US dispatching this aircraft carrier to the region?
I think it confirms what we've been seeing all along, which is that the United States appears to be pursuing a policy of escalation after escalation. This latest one, I think, is a pretty major mobilization that adds to the already significant mobilization we've seen just off the coast of Venezuela, but in the Caribbean more broadly. We've seen an important mobilization of troops, the reactivation of Roosevelt Roads in Puerto Rico, and so the stationing of other equipment throughout the region. This is clearly a message being sent by the Trump White House to Venezuela, trying to intimidate Maduro. It appears to me that the strategy at this moment right now is to try to provoke a fissure within the armed forces in Venezuela, to try to provoke a coup by basically scaring the Venezuelan government in this moment.
Is this about drugs or is this about politics, do you think?
I think it's entirely about geopolitics. This narrative around drugs is one that's being driven largely by Marco Rubio in conjunction, based on reporting that we've seen from Reuters, with the Venezuelan opposition, who has been putting forward this line as a means of securing what they've wanted always, which is the support for the U.S. for regime change in Venezuela. The drugs are just an excuse. And the reason I say that is that the vast, vast majority of drugs are actually moved through the Pacific, not through the Atlantic, through the Caribbean, where Venezuela is located. This is all information you can find from the UN, from the DEA itself. And so I really do think it's just an excuse. Obviously, much, much, much more quantities of drugs are actually moved by land. This is a minuscule amount. And certainly, it's probably working as a deterrent. There's probably less transiting of drugs happening by these speedboats, these drug smuggling vessels, if we do accept that these are indeed drug smuggling vessels that are being hit. But really, this is about geopolitics.
What have you thought about the lack of pushback from the international community for the United States taking lives in these maritime strikes without definitive evidence?
So we fortunately have finally seen some response. We saw a three-expert panel from the United Nations say that this is indeed extrajudicial executions. We saw the head of the UN Office for Human Rights, Volderturk, saying likewise these are quite probably most likely extrajudicial executions and actually called for them to cease. We saw recently as well that the UK appears to have suspended its intelligence sharing around these vessels in the Pacific and in the Caribbean as a result of their concerns around the illegality. France likewise expressed similar concern. So there has been a pushback, but it hasn't been sufficient. I think you're correct to say that. I think given the manifest evidence that these are not legal actions, that these are in violation of international law, international humanitarian law, that you would think that there would be a louder, stronger pushback. We've seen some conversations happening at the Security Council at the behest of Venezuela. And we did see an important statement from CELAC, the Community of Latin American States, and the European Union, which recently celebrated a joint summit in Santa Marta, Colombia, saying that any actions for drug interdiction should abide by law. So without naming it directly, they did state it. But obviously, given the circumstances, it would be much, much better if we heard a lot more leaders speaking out about this, because it's really unfortunate what we're witnessing. We saw this really important report from the Associated Press, which likewise said that many of the people who are being hit are simply people, low-income people who are perhaps engaged in drug smuggling, but they are not major players. None of these are major targets of the way that, you know, some of the communications we've seen from the United States tries to portray them as.
What do Venezuelans think about this increasing military action by the United States?
Venezuelans are definitely concerned. You know, there is a sort of a sense of alertness. There's been an important mobilization of the armed forces. We've also seen explicit calls by the Venezuelan leadership for the population to join the Bolivarian militia. So the militia is a kind of a reserve group within the armed forces that was created long before this most recent crisis. And of course, we've seen some polling and some reporting that indicates that there no one's really in favor of unilateral military action by the United States inside of Venezuelan territory, that they reject this, that while some may be in opposition to Maduro, some may be in favor. I think this notion that this is going to be a widespread thing is acceptance by the population if there is unilateral military action, I think is simply untrue. It's a bit of the narrative that the United States is trying to tell, that this is a criminal organization at the head of a country. This is all part of the narrative that they're constructing to try to promote a regime change, as I said, to try to pressure Maduro.
Jose Luis, thank you very much for joining me again. Good to have you back on the program.
Good talking to you. Thank you very much.